What's going on, everybody? America Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you our prediction on UNC versus Clemson. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of November. I really appreciate all of our new subscribers. We're about 27, 28 away from that. So let's get going on that. Let's hit that goal. But our videos have been doing great as of late. So let's keep that going. But let's go ahead and jump into today's video. So North Carolina versus Clemson will be this Saturday, November 18th. This is a 3:30 game on ESPN. UNC comes into the matchup 8-2 overall, 4-2 in the ACC. Clemson coming in 6-4 overall, 3-4 in the ACC. Look at who these teams have played. Again, you look for North Carolina. Started the season off with a win against South Carolina, 31-17. Beat App State 40-34, beat Minnesota 31-13, beat Pitt on the road 41-24, beat Syracuse 40-7, beat Miami 41-31, beat Virginia 31-27, lost to Virginia 31-27, lost to Georgia Tech on the road 46-42, beat Campbell at home 59-7, came up with a nice win in overtime last week, double overtime last week, against Duke 47-45 in that one. Then you look for Clemson, who they've matched up against, lost to Duke week one 28-7 on the road, beat Charleston Southern 66-17, beat FAU 48-14, lost to Florida State in overtime at home 31-24, beat Syracuse on the road 31-14, beat Wake Forest 17-12, lost at Miami in double overtime, and that one 28-20. Lost to NC State 24-17 on the road. And then came back home, got a nice win over Notre Dame, won that one 31-23. Beat Georgia Tech this past week, just stomped them 42-21, and will face North Carolina coming up. I was looking on CBS Sports. They have a guy who does bowl prediction, Jerry Palm's playoff prediction. He's got North Carolina projected to play Tennessee in the Gator Bowl, so that'll be a fun one to watch. And got Clemson in the Holiday Bowl projected to go up against Oregon State. So that would be a very interesting game if they ended up playing Oregon State in that one with DJ Uiagalelei being the quarterback for Oregon State after 3 years at Clemson. So that would be a fun one. So both of these teams have had their struggles this season. North Carolina started off great. Then they dropped two games to two teams they really shouldn't have lost to. That defense has been killing them recently. They about lost to Duke, probably should have lost to Duke, but they were able to pull it out. And so it's been very up and down season for both of these football teams. You look at the series history between them. Clemson leads the all-time series 39-19 and one. They won five straight, dating back to 2011. Last year, these two teams faced off in the ACC championship game. Clemson won that one 39-10. Klubnik came in after two drives, and DJ didn't see the field again in that one. Klubnik led them the rest of the way. And North Carolina hasn't won in Death Valley since 2001. It's been a while since the Tar Heels has won there, but the teams haven't played a whole lot either. So we'll see if Mack Brown can get his first win over Dabo Swinney at North Carolina. He's been close back in 2019 with Trevor Lawrence versus Sam Howell. They ended up losing 21-20, went for a two-point conversion at the end of the game to win it, and they didn't get it. They got stopped. But let's go ahead and jump into our three keys for a Clemson victory in this one. So key number one for the Tigers in this one is establish a run game. North Carolina is the number 78 run defense in the country. They're allowing 154 yards per game. They're also allowing 4.1 yards a carry. Clemson comes in number 47, averaging 169.7 yards a game and 4.42 yards per carry. You look at the last three games for these teams, Clemson has rushed for 101 yards, against NC State, averaging 3.4 yards per carry in that one. Then against Notre Dame, ran for 176, averaging 4.1 yards per carry. And this past week against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Clemson ran for 260 yards, averaging 5.9 yards per carry. And you look at the last three games for North Carolina. The three of the last four, I'm not counting Campbell because, well, that just you don't count them. Dating back to the Virginia game, they allowed 228 yards per game to them, 4.2 yards per carry. Against Georgia Tech, they allowed 348 yards a game, 7.3 yards a carry. And this past week against Duke, they allowed 179 yards a game and 4.2 yards per carry. So Clemson's run defense run offense kind of been picking it up lately. They're running the ball more effectively now. The offensive line is getting some push. They're moving some guys, making some holes for these backs to get in and get some big yardage and some big plays. In North Carolina, they're allowing a ton of rush yards. And I really think Clemson's going to be able to run the football in this game. Obviously, it's something that they're going to need to do because you don't want Klubnik having to throw the ball 40, 50 times in this game. You just don't. So I think Clemson needs to establish a run game. I think they will be able to establish one. And I think they may run for 200 yards again this week against this North Carolina defense. You look at that Georgia Tech run defense there, obviously much worse, down at 129th in the country. But I mean, North Carolina still isn't much better. And when you look in this stretch of the last three games, North Carolina's been just as bad as Georgia Tech's been. Georgia Tech might even be slightly better. But, so I think that's the biggest thing is this offensive line needs to move people. Phil Maffa, Will Shipley, get some holes for them. They need to find the right holes. They need to get big plays, stay on their feet, break tackles, and just establish a nice run game. Maybe break off a big run like they have the last 2 weeks. Maffa with a 41-yard run against Notre Dame for a touchdown, and Shipley last week with a 30-yard touchdown run. So, do something like that. But really help take the pressure off of the passing game. And K. Klubnik, and we saw what these receivers did last week whenever they, but the running game was a threat, then they were able to get one-on-one coverage, and Klubnik threw for 205 yards and four touchdowns. They were getting open in the red zone. Tyler Brown, great catch. Brenningstuhl, the touchdown to Brenningstuhl, just a great pass from Cade Klubnik. And just, I don't even know how he squeezed it in there, but great pass from him. So, that run game can do a lot for this Clemson offense in this football game. I think it'll be great if they have that in their back pocket. Number two is get pressure on Drake May. Clemson ranks 44th, only have 24 sacks this season. I believe this season, if they don't hit 40, which is unlikely, that this will be the first season since like 2010, 2011, Clemson hasn't had 40 sacks in a season. That's the longest streak in college football, but I don't think they're going to get there this year. They're averaging 2.4 sacks a game. I'm not making this up. UNC ranks 89th, allowing 24 sacks this season, with an average of 2.4 sacks allowed a game. So it looks like Clemson's going to get about 2.4 sacks in this game. But now I just threw the sacks numbers out there. But you got to get pressure on Drake May, whether that's some hits, some QB hurries, sacks, whatever it is. But I do want to see this team, get to him and rough him up a little bit at the start of the game. Hit him hard a few times. Obviously, clean hits. Not saying any cheap shots or anything like that, but some clean hits. But hit him hard. Rough him up a little bit. Make him feel you and let him know you're there and just rattle him early on. And just continue to keep that pressure going against him. I think that, he's obviously one of the top quarterbacks in the country. I think that after watching him this year and watching Caleb Williams, I think Drake May is probably the best quarterback in the country. I think if I was an NFL GM, I would take him first pick in the draft. If a quarterback's a need, obviously the Bears might not draft a QB, but I think Drake May is the best quarterback in the draft coming into the draft. And he's a guy that you're going to have to get pressure on. You can't give him 4 or 5 seconds just to sit back in the pocket because they also have very talented receivers, and he's going to find somebody. One of those guys is going to get open. And getting pressure on Drake May is not also just about what it's going to do to Drake May, but it's also about helping out your secondary and keeping them from having to guard those receivers for so long, because those guys are very talented and they will get open. And Drake May will find them if he has time and has a clean pocket. So got to get pressure on him, but don't let him get out of the pocket and make some plays with his legs, because he has been able to do that. So you gotta contain that as well. And number three is avoiding big plays and not allowing big plays on defense. UNC ranks 26 in yards per completion with 13.64 yards a catch. And they're also averaging 4.92 yards per carry out of the backfield. They're eighth in scoring offense, scoring 39.9 points per game. So this is a team that puts up a lot of points, and they get a lot of big plays. So Clemson is going to have to find a way to keep this North Carolina offense from getting, you know, drives of two plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Three plays, 83 yards, touchdown, something like that, you know, one play, 60 yards, touchdown. You got to be able to find a way to stop North Carolina from doing that, make them put drives together and go down the field, get some stops defensively, and help keep your offense on the field and theirs on the sideline, because that's how you're going to win this game. You're not going to outscore North Carolina. I just don't think Clemson can do that. You're not going to – if this game turns into a shootout and the defense can't stop the North Carolina offense and, it, you know, both teams are in the 40s, I just don't think Clemson's built to win that kind of game. So I definitely think that Clemson is going to need to get some stops. And I think they will be able to. I mean, they're a top 10 defense in the country. They're going to be able to stop North Carolina some. They shut down Florida State's offense, which is just as good, if not better. Definitely has more weapons. They have two of the top five receivers in the country in Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson, and Clemson was able to hold them to 17 points in regulation. So I think the Clemson defense will not be a problem at all. The only way I see that is if some of these injuries we have piling up in the secondary, if guys aren't healthy, we have, you know, all these freshmen starting still, you know, that could potentially be a problem. But I still think that it's not going to be a big problem for Clemson. I think that their defense will be fine. I think that the defensive line will really get after that North Carolina pass game. And I think that they're going to be able to stop North Carolina's run game, which is the biggest thing. I don't think North Carolina is going to have much success running the football, turn them one-dimensional. So those are my keys to the game for Clemson. Now on to my score prediction. So Clemson is favored by 7 coming into this one. And I have them covering that. I have them winning by 11. I have Clemson winning 38-27, covering the spread. You know, I just think that with this being the home game, the last home game, it being senior day, obviously the crowd's going to be there. They're going to be loud. Team's going to be ecstatic. They're going to be hyped up. North Carolina coming off a tough, hard-fought battle against Duke last week and their senior day. And I just think it's the same thing we saw last year in the ACC championship. Clemson was able to affect Drake May. They completely shut down this offense. And it's just the same thing we consistently see. Until North Carolina gets a defense, I don't care how bad this Clemson offense is, North Carolina's not going to beat them until they can get a defense. Now, that doesn't mean they got to have a defense for all season. They definitely could show up and have a great defense for one game against Clemson. But until that defense plays good, they're just not going to be able to beat Clemson. And that was on a neutral field. So now you put this game in Death Valley. Good luck, North Carolina. I think Clemson probably has 400 or 500 yards of total offense. I think North Carolina probably gets the 350. I still think that even with a good Clemson defense, this offense is good enough. They're gonna put numbers up. But I think at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, Clemson's defense is gonna get stops when it matters, and I don't think North Carolina's defense will be able to. And I think Clemson is gonna have the luxury of having the North Carolina defense on their heels and guessing all game, not knowing if a run or a pass is coming. So, you know, I expect a big game from the Tigers. I expect the third win in a row for them, move to 7-4. And I think that it's looking good for Clemson. They're getting back on track. Huge win for Notre Dame Big moral boost, momentum boost. They a huge win last week against Georgia Tech to keep that momentum going. And now you get a North Carolina team that's going to be ranked coming into Death Valley. You get a big win over them, and, man, you're looking good. You're riding high. You just got to keep that up because you're going to have a tough game next week, the following week in South Carolina. No, South Carolina hadn't been very good, but you get the rivalry game going to be at Williams-Brice, so it's going to be a battle up there. You got to be able to come ready to play for that one. So need a big win against North Carolina this week. Hopefully we can get that done. But that's my pick, Clemson 38, North Carolina 27. But I appreciate all of you guys watching. That wraps up today's video. Make sure you like and subscribe. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subs by the end of November. Make sure you guys check out our shop. Just drop some new merch. Check all that stuff out. We appreciate all of you guys, and we will see y'all next time.